BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history, but fortunately for us, God wrote it all down in His prophecies. Find out what prophecies happened this week ripped straight from the headlines. Stay tuned for the Prophecy Headlines News Show on The Remnant's Call.
All right, let's get ready for the Remnant's Call. End time prophecy news, everybody. Da 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 da. The first news story from Israel. There's a lot of stuff going on in the land of Israel. Okay? Now, this we haven't heard in about 2,000 years. Let's read the headline. Bible, not capitalism, will bring prosperity, says Israel minister. Somebody in the government is actually talking about following the Bible, the Torah, to bring prosperity back to Israel, okay? The new government, which will take form, they got another 10-day extension, but they're pretty well formed. It's got all religious people in the government, which hasn't happened for like 2,000 years. And the liberals really don't like this because they're talking about God in the government. And we haven't talked about God in the government for a long time. But they want to start following the Bible and in the government, which is a good thing. Amen? Let's go on to the next slide. Now, the outgoing prime minister, this is how divided Israel is, just like here in America. They're divided like we are very much. So the outgoing prime minister, Lapid, is saying disobey the new government. He's telling the people to disobey the new government. Because they have an education minister who's going to be removing all the liberal doctrine that the government is pushing forth, like homosexuality and all these other things that are against the scriptures. So Lapid is saying, don't obey the Netanyahu government. Don't obey the Netanyahu government. And that's just wrong. Okay? But this is how divided Israel is and how you got to choose which side you're going to be on, no matter what country you're living in. Like Peru arrested their vice president, and another South American country arrested one of their presidents. And there really is a definitive separation between people, and most of all in Israel. Because look at it in the yellow there. Lapid found already more than 50 mayors and local authorities signed an open letter last week. This one addressed to Netanyahu, in which they said they wouldn't take part in the curricula that contradict the humanistic values which appear in the state education law. Humanistic values, the state. So the government of Israel was superseding the Bible. Why don't you guys move to America where you can do that here, but not in the land of Israel? So the Netanyahu government is going to be putting people who at least outwardly follow the Bible. You know, they wear kippahs, but they don't wear tzitzit, but okay. Let's go on to the next story about Israel. Now, this is going to cause a lot of fighting. Netanyahu appoints Smotrich to de facto PM in the West Bank. This guy is he's a religious Zionist, and he wants all the Arabs out of Israel. So get ready for a lot of wars and fights in Israel. He's being put in charge of Judea and Samaria, the biblical heartland of Israel. And this is going to cause, let's say, some problems. Okay, they're going to be pushing back, and I think we're going to see lots of wars in the next couple of weeks. Because when this guy gets put in charge, he's in charge of the police department. Okay, let's go on to the next slide. End time prophecy news. Pay attention to what's going on around the globe because there are lots of things going on, everybody. First prophecy. Let's go to the first prophecy. Next slide, please. Okay, John 17, verse 14. Yeshua said you're going to be hated for following him. Okay, and this is, you know, if you're a Messianic believer, you look Jewish or anything, anti-Semitism is very high all around the globe. All around the globe. So be very prepared to defend yourself. Be aware of your situations at all times. Okay, so let's see what this next, what the story is about this. In Virginia, the state of Virginia, the Family Foundation was going to have a meeting, which they booked a private room to have a meeting in. And this was in Richmond, Virginia. And the servers refused to serve these people, serve their food. So before they got there, an hour before their meeting was supposed to start, they canceled their reservations. The restaurant canceled it. So imagine being pro-life and pro-family and not being able to go to a restaurant to eat your dinner. Where is America gone? These people have jobs. They're pro-family, so they're going to be bringing their friends and family to your restaurant to buy food. And they booked this meeting at least a month in advance. And somebody checked their website out before they got there, and the servers, didn't want to serve them. So the owner should have said, "You're fired. I'll serve them. Now get out of here and don't ever come back." Okay? And if you don't leave within the next 5 minutes, you're going to be gone. And I think your customers would have loved it. But I put their information up on our website, so you can send them a nice, nasty email. Let's go on to the next prophecy. Every person will do what's right in their own eyes. In Judges chapter 21, verse 25, this is bad when everybody wants to do what's right in their own eyes, because what did God say in Genesis chapter 6? Man's heart is evil. Man's heart is evil. Let's go on to the news story about this one. Now this, in the last election cycle, in 2016, there were only 5 atheists in all the governments in all of the United States, whether it was local or federal. Now after this last election, there are now 70 professing atheists in the local and state and federal government. 70. So in 6 years, the number went skyrocketing. Okay? And when you don't have the word of God, every person will do what's right in their own eyes. So if somebody steals your car, they think they're doing right because it's right in their eyes. You have something I want, and they'll take it. Okay? So at the bottom of the screen, you see what the free thought equality people, they want a safer, saner, stronger, more secular America. So are we better off now than we were 20 years ago, everybody? Is everybody happier now than they were 20 years ago? Is everybody more financially stable than they were 20 years ago? I remember when I was a kid, we didn't lock our doors when we left the house. There were no car alarms because no cars were stolen in our neighborhood. Okay? And we didn't even lock the cars. Now you got to make sure. Before you go to bed, what do you do? Check your car. Make sure it's locked. So are we better now than we were before? No, we're much worse. Let's go on to the next prophecy. Deuteronomy 28, verse 32, your sons and daughters are going to be handed over to other people, and there's nothing that you're going to be able to do about it. Let's go into the story that proclaims this prophecy. We were just talking about this before service. Climate change restrictions and lockdowns, they are already starting. Get ready for this to happen. Climate change. There's a place in England called Oxfordshire, and they're put into place that you can only leave the Shire 100 days a year. Now, I'm not talking about Lord of the Rings. I'm talking about an actual place that they're put in these climate change restrictions that you can't leave your town more than 100 days per year. And they're going to be tracking your car by your phone or a tracking device in your car. And this is happening around the globe, everybody, already. Okay? This climate change garbage, and it is garbage. But imagine not being able to come here because only Marcia lives in this town. Okay? So you wouldn't be able to come to service. Well, okay, every 52 weeks a year. So, but the other 50, you only have less than 50 times that you can leave your town you're living in. This is happening around the globe already. And they're putting it in place in Europe, and it's coming to America. So we got to decide what we're going to do, everybody. You have to decide for yourself what you're going to do. Next prophecy. Now, you always look in the Bible and you go, why did God write, you know, certain laws, right? Like, why did he say don't have sex with animals? Wouldn't you think that would be normal? You know, you shouldn't have sex with animals. Well, he wrote that in Leviticus 18, verse 23, don't have sexual relations with any kind of animal. Let's go to the news story about the Florida man. Florida man this week was charged with, you know, he's having sex with a dog in public. I guess his life went to the dogs. Ba-dum-bum. He was actually having sex with a dog in front of people in public. And then when they were chasing him, he decided to destroy a nativity scene. But God wrote in Leviticus 18, verse 23, don't have sex with animals. And you think, well, that's you don't have to say that, Lord. Well, right here in 2022 in Florida, this man was having sex with, what kind of dog was it? I don't know. A Labradoodle. That's a little dog, isn't it? A regular sized poodle.
Yeah.
Well, at least it wasn't a Chihuahua. Okay. But just, I mean, are we living in a sick world? I mean, always things go crazy in Florida. Let's go on to the next prophecy. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 32, God said, if you don't follow me, I'm going to take your children. I'm going to take your children. Now, let's go to the news story about this one, what happened in Missouri. In Missouri, a 15-year-old boy was sexually abused by a cop. Okay? And the family was going to sue the Scott County Police Department. So you know what the police department did? They sent people to the family's house to claim that they were abusing their children. Okay? So every man wants to do what's right in their own eyes. You want this? So the cop sent somebody, they called a tip line, you know, an anonymous source calling the state child abuse tip line. Okay? And so the cop was being investigated, and so he didn't want to be investigated anymore, so he put pressure on the family to stop their investigation, even though it was proven that he sexually abused the 15-year-old boy. So is this what you want? You want a nation without God? Well, you're getting it. You're definitely getting it. Next slide. In Deuteronomy 5, verse 17, murder is murder. God says, do not murder. Okay, let's take a look at this story. In Canada, it is amazing. You can watch these advertisements in Canada for glamorizing assisted suicide. They're glamorizing people wanting to kill themselves. You know, in Canada, they have socialized medicine, right? And a couple of vets, one vet went to the people that you talk to for your health care. And he wanted a ramp built on his home because he was having problems getting his wheelchair into the house. You know, he had to climb stairs, so he wanted a ramp built. So you know what the government said? Why don't you commit suicide? Because we're not paying for it. What kind of world are we living in? And you want to say I'm bad for teaching the laws of God? No, we're not building you a ramp. Why don't you commit suicide? And, you know, they're promoting this. Now, you can watch a movie, Soylent Green. It's a movie from the 70s where they glamorize committing suicide. And then there's another movie from the 1970s called Logan's Run, where when you got to a certain age, you committed suicide. Well, Canada is glamorizing assisted suicide. Imagine being told, commit suicide because we're not building you a ramp on your house. That's the world we're living in, people. Let's go on to, and why we live in there. Next prophecy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Because people don't want to listen to the word of God. People don't want to listen to the word of God. Let's see what the Christians are doing. You know, there was a runoff Senate race in Georgia where pitted this so-called pastor against Herschel Walker, who was a Christian. Now, Warnock won, supposedly. He didn't really win, but supposedly he won. And he promotes, he's a pastor, and he promotes abortion on demand. I guess he missed the first part of the Ten Commandments there, where God said, don't murder. And he says that you can have an abortion up until the time the baby is going to be born. And he says, I can prove this by the Bible. You can. How do you get by, you shall not murder? The top Ten Commandments, God spoke it from the mountain himself. I can prove that you can murder a baby. God loves the babies. He says to protect them. He says, if they're crying to me, I'm going to take it out on you. Let's go to the next slide. Okay, that's enough news for right now. So if you're out there, 300 of you were out there last week, please go to our website, bgmctv.org, and hit the donate button.